The Tea Party doesn't have a central spokesman or organizing body. It's a loose coalition of people united by beliefs in spending cuts, lower taxes, and smaller government. Chris Littleton of Cincinnati is one who subscribes to those principles.
We really need across-the-board cuts, and nothing can be a sacred cow, nothing can be off-limits, and that's going to include defense.
Littleton co-founded the Ohio Liberty Council. He says the defense budget has become bloated. He argues that's because the military has lost sight of its constitutional mission.
It does not include being the world's police, being the world's peacemaker, or trying to advance our culture or causes around the world as a singular purpose. It's for common defense. And so if we are not directly threatened and we are not involved in an altercation that we need to defend ourselves, then we can absolutely scale back our operations from throughout the world. So I'd be for both domestic and foreign military installations being brought back, trimmed down, and hopefully many of them even eliminated.
Support for a smaller military runs counter to what many conservative Republicans espouse. But Tea Party supporter Jason Rink argues that's because Republicans haven't been acting like real conservatives. He's executive director of the Foundation for a Free Society in Austin, Texas.
Traditional conservatives, they believe we should have a humble foreign policy. They believe that we shouldn't police the world. They believe that we shouldn't get into foreign wars, and that our defense spending needed to be something that we addressed and we were modest about.
The new push to reduce the debt could result in cuts to the Pentagon's budget of up to $1 trillion over a decade. That would be about 14% of its operating budget. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says cuts that large would imperil the nation's security. And such cuts would impact tens of thousands of people who work in the defense industry. But many Tea Party sympathizers say that to call a $1 trillion cut steep is an exaggeration.
I mean, I guess steep is really all just perspective. I don't think anyone's really proposing steep cuts, and there should be.
That's Michael Bolden. He's executive director of a group called the 10th Amendment Center in Los Angeles.
An activist organization that believes in following the Constitution every issue, every time, no exceptions, no excuses.
Bolden opposed the war in Iraq and the military campaign in Libya. He calls them unconstitutional acts. Bolden not only wants to cut the U.S. military budget, he also wants to cut funds for foreign military assistance, dramatically.
I think they should be eliminated completely, 100%.
The U.S. distributes $14 billion annually in military assistance. Most of it goes to Afghanistan, Iraq, Israel, Egypt, and Pakistan. Bolden argues that those payments don't advance our interests.
Funding one side or another overseas has led to far more problems than it has benefits, and it's time for it to end, morally, economically, and then also constitutionally.
But to cut foreign military assistance entirely, we don't live in a vacuum. Isn't that a little, please don't take offense, but isn't that a little politically naive? What happens?
I don't take offense. I actually would say the other way around. I think it's naive to think that that we should be so arrogant as to think that we can determine what side's the good side in very complex overseas issues. And I think the historical record, if it hasn't already shown, is that the U.S. has many times taken the wrong side.
But military experts point out that the U.S. government isn't really in the business of picking the good side. Washington provides military assistance to foreign governments because it perceives such aid to be in the national interest. For example, the U.S. gives aid to Pakistan not necessarily because the leaders are the good guys, but because it's not in America's interest for Pakistan's nuclear-armed government to collapse. There's another element of foreign assistance, non-military economic aid. That comes out to $34 billion annually for things like food, agricultural development, and AIDS prevention in Africa. Overall, it's about 1% of the U.S. budget. No big surprise, foreign aid is not very popular among Tea Party supporters. Again, Chris Littleton.
We cannot possibly think about trying to help out other countries before we have our own backyards in order. It's not about politics or picking one cause or one country. It needs to be cut across the board. This isn't a personal decision. It's a mathematical one. This is a financial decision that has to be made.
I asked Littleton if denying food to starving people or medicine to the sick might be considered heartless.
Is it more heartless to keep them dependent on another nation for something? Doesn't that perpetuate the suffering? Doesn't that perpetuate the problems?
I support helping people. Absolutely support helping people.
Again, Tea Party supporter Michael Bolden.
But I am not under the belief that the U.S. government is a responsible organization to help people. I think that should be left to private individuals, to private organizations.
Foreign aid has generally had the support of Democrats and Republicans. Microsoft founder Bill Gates puts it this way: the small amount we spend helping the world's poorest not only saves millions of lives, it also has an enormous impact on developing economies, which in turn impacts our economy. And the international relief organization Oxfam points out that the main reasons that the U.S. assists poor countries are to enhance national security, promote our economic interests, and provide moral leadership. But Tea Party members and followers say the best way to enhance national security, promote our economic interests, and provide moral leadership is to get our own economic house in order. And that means cut spending by however much you can, wherever you can. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.